former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
If we have to throw hands, I am totally down.
Now, this will be hard for some people to swallow.
You know you're looking at a window, Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
It's that guy that's staring back at me, looking through my soul, saying, I'm your dude.
Matt Verzel, former Husker national champion.
I know this is your bang zone. I know this is where you get down.
And they are deep and thick.
Please, God, give me one of those fat guys.
Big Papa Verz, let's bring him in.
Probably the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
We're going to get in the lab and bust one out. You try to get too cute with your packages. It still feels hard when you touch it.
Now you got a bunch of fat midgets that want to hurt people.
Matt Verzel.
And there's no better feeling in the world when you are face to face with another grown man and you can drive him and you end up laying on top of him.
Hey, man, I'm a weirdo. I know it. I admit it. That's how I have to get down.
Back on the up and up. So hate on, but
guess what? I feel like I can't. Let's bring in the Big Papa, Verz. Verz, is it crazy to connect the dots that the second the Greg McDermott started eating Paisans that, you know, Creighton got in the top 10 and now they're back in the top 25? Like, your pizza leads to excellence on the basketball court. Is that pretty much what I can connect the dots with here?
Life is a simple game. It's not hard. It's not hard. You eat good. You eat good, baby. You win good. That's all. See? It's been a minute since I've seen some of my now terminated brothers from dear old Nebraska U. So, hey, coincidence?
Connect the dots. Connect the dots. I want to kind of reflect on Riley here, as obviously he's been let go. I don't know why, and it could be a blind spot for me, and I'm not necessarily like a Langsdorf lover, but I always kind of gave Danny Langsdorf a pass when you kind of take into consideration the square peg round hole at quarterback for 2 years, and then the fact that the offensive line's just been kind of below average for 3 years. That makes it hard for a play caller. Do I have a blind spot for Langsdorf?
A little bit, because you gotta adjust to that.
Yep.
You have a full gamut of plays and array, and they always say you want to try to tailor your offense to what you want. You can even look at it in a high school sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time we played York High School state championship, they were five wide, chuck it all over the field. And then you examine a little bit, like, hey, I got some big old boys coming up here. I'm going to run the ball a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to adjust to what you see coming. I don't know, though, if you can ever plan for an offensive line to being as lackluster as it has been. Because that, you know, whatever the quarterback can do, if the line's good, they can all find something, plays to run.
Yeah.
Couldn't even find that.
No.
You know, that was the embarrassing part.
Have you ever
wondered, though, Nicholas, your reach on the radio? And I will always talk to anybody about anything I say on your show.
Right.
But I had more people at Paisans that were like, so you really don't like Scott Frost?
Yeah, last week. I had a couple people go, I didn't realize Verz with all this stuff. And I didn't mean to put you in a tough situation, Verz.
You did a great job. That was a great question.
Thank you, Frank Martin. But I felt like I didn't know we were going to go down that path last week. And then kind of once, sometimes in life, if you're going to go there, you got to go all the way there. And I felt like we did some of that.
Well, it isn't a deal either. And it's like I tell the folks out here, I'm like, listen, it's not that I can't stand the sight of Scott. We just have differences in the way we chose to handle life.
Sure.
But the other point of that is, the pittance that I donate for the four seats that I have will not matter for the best to do on Nebraska U. And honestly, if he comes in here, if that is the guy,
yep.
Although I still hope it's Narduzzi, if he holds out there and he does win, then I'll be happy for him. It's okay. We didn't always all get along up there. We weren't the best of buds all the time.
Sure.
But yeah, so I just wanted you to like, oh yeah, I had a bunch of folks. And they're like, you really? Now you're just joking with Nick, weren't you? Like, no.
Hey, by now, if people don't know, whatever Verz says, Verz means. Like, you're a Nebraskan like that. There's no ambiguity. There's no crypticness to what you're saying. Like, you are a man that you're going to say how you feel, and you're going to stand by how you feel.
Oh, yeah. I had an old boy in here over the weekend, got super pissed at me. Because he goes, hey, what's the Wi-Fi password? I was like, I have no idea. I was like, honestly, I'm like, we're more on the conversational side of life. So you let people sit down, shoot the breeze, put the phone away.
Yeah.
Talk. And he goes, that's embarrassing that you don't know the password to your own Wi-Fi network. I was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, Where do you, what business are you at, bud? And he goes, oh, well, I work here. I was like, okay, I'm going to come over and hop on your Wi-Fi network then. He kind of looked at me like, I understand what you're saying, you a-hole, but yes. You didn't need to say that to me. But yeah, that's just me. I honestly, to God, I don't know the password to the Wi-Fi network, so I'm sorry.
What do you, I mean, because it's hard, because I want to give you a chance to totally be able to set like the stage for how you feel about it. So there isn't all the there isn't some people going, wow, what's going on here? Do you think is some of the division with Frost amongst former players, are a lot of the people that were on the 97 team more in on Frost, if that makes sense?
I think it varies guy to guy.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I don't want to make you speak for other people too, you know, like everybody's their own man.
No, No. But you know, everybody interprets situations, and honestly, I'm just a meathead. I don't. But I don't think it's going to be a divisive fact or source.
Okay.
The one thing that everybody will say to a man, they know that Scott Frost knows the game of football.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, me included, would trade his football life. Not even the time at Nebraska. I would trade his post-Nebraska football life with anybody. Because I'd love to sit in and learn from Belichick, Parcells, Mangini, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't want to make fun of Chip Kelly. I really respect what he does.
Yeah, he's innovative.
I wouldn't personally do it, but
right.
We're going to get to see it. So, yeah, it's by no means a divisive thing.
Right.
And listen, winning cures all.
Yep.
So if you go out there and you win a bunch of games, trust me, there'll be a lot of guys like, hey, he really wasn't that bad back then.
Well, here's the thing. First, I've been lucky enough to get to know a lot of you former players, and the one thing that always amazes me is how much the success and the health of the Nebraska football program is literally all of your guys' number one priority. To a man, there's no alternate agenda. There's no hidden agenda. All you guys just want Nebraska to succeed. That's real.
For sure, 100%. And that's no matter what divisive natures or animosity that there is between generations of Nebraska players. That's the common goal. Anytime you talk to them, it's like, I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put them out there like they are right now and getting tooled on. But we want them to be able to win.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, then it's just that experience, man. Yep. You had to feel it at Kansas.
Sure.
When you got there, just like, man, this is, even if we don't win, it's just what we do is just so different from what I've ever done before.
Right.
You know, and when you, and then you come to Creighton and you guys have success at Creighton. You know, for me, I mean, God, just a fat kid from GI that got in at the right time. I had a bunch of All-Americans in there and I didn't get to play, you know, as much as I would have loved to. But at the end of the day, that's just a man deal. Like, hey, I got to go out and bust my ass and practice every day. Just so they keep me around.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see what it was and to look back at it and watch the process and how the process built what the success became, it's really cool.
Right.
It's probably why I still coach.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I mean, God knows my time is limited and my girlfriend's all pissed off, but hey, it happens. it's kind of one of those disclaimers that you read before. You know what you're signing up for.
Yes. you're one of the more busy human beings I know, to be honest with you. Like you are all over the place all the time, which is good.
I try to keep it moving.
It's good.
Well, I mean, imagine this though, Nick. Imagine if I was not in motion all the time. I would weigh 500 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm solid 285 right now. Yeah. They'd be rolling me into place.
They'd be rolling. Matt Verzal is my guest. Do you think
Hey, did Barrett buy a house in the country club again?
Listen, Verz, that dude has not told me anything, and I've communicated with him. He's not told me anything, and I also, it's been weird. Like, I really feel like, because I can't tell you how many people like think I know, and I'm telling you, I don't. I've really tried to respect Barrett. And that line with this, just under you've been in major college football, man. There's a lot at stake here, and loose lips sink ships. And the last thing I want is anything like that, you know.
What you should do is find an event that's during like football season, and shoot him a text that just says, "Hey, can I pencil you in for this golf tournament September 3rd at LCC. And then he might slip up and be like, yeah, I told you to be there. We'll be.
I've thought about that. Or, yeah, just thinking about, hey, man, I'm gonna be in Orlando at the start of February. Can I stay at your place? Yeah, I could do a lot of BS things like that.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah, man. And then, yeah, I got a nephew wearing Southeast hat. I'm
yes,
bad.
Yes. You don't know how much that made my day. It ruined your day, but it made my day. So the universe evens out. That's how it works usually.
That man, usually is we it. Are. You might. I'm. What does that make me? I'm George.
I'm Jerry. I'm Jerry, baby. Yeah. I'm even Steven, baby. You. I'm even Steven. You. Do you think this team is going to be, if it's Frost or whoever, I'd imagine because they had a disappointing season, they're going to meet the new coach with open arms. Would you assume that that locker room will welcome whoever comes in?
Boy, they're sure begging at him too.
Yeah,
you know, you got Shanley saying some stuff and some other guys. And this is pretty good source, but both of the final candidates that Nebraska is down to, their one and their 1A,
mm-hmm.
are really respected down in the state of Florida. So. You could have some guys that are, you know, that word has spread up through, hey, if they do get, you know, if they do get A, here's what you can look forward to. This guy can do this.
Yep.
If they get B, don't worry either because that's there. So I would see some guys stick around. I don't think you're going to see the exodus until the discipline starts to come in.
Yeah.
Because both of the people I've heard that are still in the running are both disciplined guys.
Right.
And like I've said, I think if you instill discipline into Nebraska – right now, you're the second best team in the West. And I apologize to Corey for saying that after they mud-holed us the way they did.
Oh, man.
Props to Iowa.
Yep.
We, you know, hey, if that's the product they're going to put out there, that's what they deserve getting. So
yeah,
you've
no
got
doubt.
What you deserved in that situation. But I think instilling discipline and taking a lot of those guys back to the point where football was, where they realized they were good at it, then you can actually make some waves in there.
Yes.
You know, and they can... The only person running away with that is Wisconsin. Now, can they beat Wisconsin and Iowa and Ohio State and everybody next year they got? Probably not. But you can make that game a lot closer than 72 points.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, I think there's going to be a couple guys versus whoever it is, whether it's Frost or whoever, going to come in and shock their system a little bit with how things are done on a daily basis, you know?
Ooh, buddy. And you got some, if it is Scott, then the weight room guy is an old Nebraska.
Yeah,
team.
I know who he
You're
is.
Get back into some old, like painful training.
Yeah.
And if the alarm goes off and you don't answer the alarm, there might be somebody coming to get you.
Yeah. The guy you're talking about, Zach, was at Creighton for a year. And let me tell you, boy, I couldn't walk some days. Like it was not good. He was, he did not play around at all. Like at all.
You just look at him like, hey, don't you have somewhere else to be? Like not watching me lift.
Oh, he would be, I'd be squatting. He would be like, his face would be like 6 inches from my butt. And he'd be like, lower, lower, lower. I'm like, oh, God.
He's got the right angle square out.
Yeah. I'm like, Zach,
no, not there.
Zach, leave me alone, man. I'm going to shoot threes. All right. I'm not doing anything else. Okay. He's got some bad memories there.
You examine my game.
Yes,
I'm not down on the low
block
a lot.
Yeah, like
more out on the perimeter.
Come on, man! I don't need to squat. Give me a break. Give me a break. All right, Verz, this was good, man. This was good again, and we'll see what happens. It's gonna be an interesting week, and we'll catch up next Monday, brother.
Yeah, and I'll try to get Corey some of those. I gotta get your tech guy out here so I can figure out if I can do the show from out here. So
yes,
get that tech guy
yes,
out here.
Yes. Okay, I will try and do some legwork on my end on that too.
You got a lot of hoops games coming up from Nicholas Allen, Bob, budgeting star.
Yeah, you. We need to get you, but yeah, it makes no sense for you to not do the show out there. Get some people out there. That'd be smart. That'd be really smart.
Right.
That's what they need to do. I like it. I'm on board, Verz.
Bye,
thank you.
Bye.
You got it. Verz, dropping knowledge. All right, let's take a break. Good show, man. Ryan Bass, amazing. Go check out that interview. Verz was a blast. Mike Schaefer was fantastic as well. Josh getting set. John going to be in shortly. Crossover time next.